Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
So I was telling Al and Eddie,
yeah,
that last night somehow on my Instagram feed, I got this animal rescue feed thing coming through.
Okay.
From the Arctic. And it's where...
Whoa. From the Arctic?
Yeah, well, this is where most of the animal rescues take place. And it's with polar bears and turtles.
Oh, I thought you meant like
whales.
I thought you meant like adopting dogs and stuff like that. Like
No. And what's amazing is I got caught up and I just couldn't get enough of it. It's like the barnacle parasite thing that attaches themselves to these polar bears and these whales and turtles and these people up there. These animals try to find the ship and try to find the people to get the people to help the animals. And there was one session where there was like four little cubs for a polar bear.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think you're not going anywhere near those cubs with that polar bear.
Yeah, because the mama polar bear's got to be closer.
Yeah, but the mama polar bear sees her cubs struggling because they got these parasites all over
them. Wait, what? Hold on a second. What are these parasites?
Well, they're like barnacles.
They got barnacles on them?
I think they're
barnacles. But aren't barnacles like you have to be in the water for a long time to get barnacles on
them? So also you'll see these whales that will show up and they will spray the barnacle because the whale is coming up asking to have the barnacles removed. Or
it comes up and goes, hey.
Well, it could be a seal. Could be a seal.
They're
could
asking?
Be a dolphin. It's like they're looking for somebody to help them relieve them of the weight. And the pain, I guess, that is associated with these freaking parasites.
And they're barnacles.
Yeah, they're barnacles.
Wow.
Mostly barnacles. I saw some other things.
This is one of the saddest things I've ever heard.
It is, but it's also...
How did it happen?
I don't know. I just got caught into it last night, and I saw about 30 of these things, and I couldn't get enough of it.
And then they start scraping the barnacles off the whales?
Yes, and it's a pretty big deal, man.
But how do they get onto the whale to scrape off the barnacle?
Well, the barnacle is like a seafaring parasite.
But a all right.
Are you on a barnacle on the side of your boat?
Yeah, listen, but I'm telling you, all right. To me, I hear barnacle.
Yes.
Like that's a thing that is stuck to the bottom of the boat that has been there for a long time.
And that's exactly right.
You really got to scrape that thing off.
I was just watching it. I didn't really get into it and
dive
into the weeds.
You can't bring it up and then not have all the answers, man. Now you dragged me right into this thing. I need the answers. Yeah, see, I'm looking at barnacles. This is, I'm seeing these barnacles. So you telling me polar bears got these things on them too?
Yeah. But it was fascinating. I couldn't get enough of it.
So is this a problem? Like, are there whales and polar bears that are dying now because of this?
Well, I'm assuming that they are, but it's. It's basically, I guess, if you're one of these Arctic, conservation boats that are up in the Arctic and they're floating around up there, and they come across these things, and it's remarkable. I think it's very inspiring for the people that are doing it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's got to be very hard work.
Whales have barnacles, like, you know, I don't think that's uncommon. Maybe this is a different kind that is maybe more aggressive and more problematic.
I don't know how you get to a whale in order to scrape the barnacle off.
Like Boomer said, it would come to you.
See, so...
That's a turtle.
That's a turtle.
That's a turtle they pulled out of there.
And that is actually in a lab.
Yeah.
So they pulled the turtle out of the water, brought it back, and they were, you know, they had to get these barnacles off the turtle because they're so heavy.
Yeah, man, oh, man. You know what's funny is there's been so many people in your life that have asked things from you.
Yeah.
That your algorithm has given you... sucking parasites. It's like this guy, man, he's funding everybody's life.
It is amazing.
Let's throw some life sucking parasites his way. He'll know exactly what we're talking about.
But the polar bears are kind of in trouble anyway, but aside from
they're protected, of course, but
yeah, but they're declining in numbers. Don't Boomer, don't listen, because of climate change, Gio.
Jesus.
Steve's in Newark. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, so all night last night and on TikTok, they got these seals with the white pus coming out of them. The lady's scraping it.
Yeah.
And all I could think about was what they were doing to Chris Lopez's back.
yeah, it was kind of like that.
Oh,
exactly.
My God, Steve, that is perfect.
Oh, my God.
If CeeLo were a seal, this is what would happen to him. I wonder if Dr. Rafaelov would go up there in the Arctic and help out these whales and these seals and these... Is it north or south? Is it Antarctica or is it north?
Arctic is north.
North, right, okay.
Arctic, yeah.
All right. Let's go to Sal in Brooklyn. What's going on, Sal?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, Gio, anything slow or dormant, not moving in the water, that's where the barnacles latch onto. So these whales aren't exactly, dolphin species.
Yeah, but, you know, it was also seals.
Yeah, correct. But when they're laying down, you know, the seals are laying down, when they do lay down, and they come across each other, but, Boomer, you're not wrong, it was beautiful to watch. But the majority, when these barnacles land on these things, it's too much weight for them. Their buoyancy comes off, and then they end up drowning.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's why they come up and they look for help. They actually do look for help.
Agreed.
Wow.
And you know what? Good for humanity, man. It just shows that there's still some good people out there doing what they're doing. You know what?
So, good for humanity. Yes, that's what I say.
Good for humanity.
Right. I mean, there's some people out here with barnacles on them.
Like I was going to say, if there were land barnacles, I would definitely have a couple. How slow moving I am. Like, I would be acquiring barnacles all over the place. There's no two ways about it. Yeah, good for humanity. So you're telling me the polar bears had the barnacles on, Jim?
I don't know. It looked like it. Yeah, I saw pictures, G.
You did?
I did.
You tell me.
How the hell are they getting barnacles on? Well, that's AI right there.
Is AI?
Yeah, that's AI.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Then we may have some AI stuff then.
Oh, my God. Boomer.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I got stuck in an AI warp, time warp then.
You cannot tell me.
Whoa, I'm going to him.
No. You cannot tell me with a straight face you thought that was real.
There were a couple of them that looked unbelievably real. Especially the seals.
That turtle thing you showed me, real. That thing that you just showed me was one of the fakest looking things I've ever seen in my life. It looked like a cartoon. Show that. Wait, Al, come in here, please.
Are you telling me this? You tell me, is that AI?
Yes. Yes, that's AI. He's looking at AI barnacles.
Let me see. Let's
see. Yeah, that's AI.
Yeah. Show him the other one.
Sure?
Positive. I mean, this might be a thing.
Yeah, maybe a thing.
It might be a thing with the barnacles, but what you're seeing, show them the polar bear
one. I'm trying to find it, and where it just won't.
The polar bear one, if you see this, I'm sorry, this is old man technology like you've never seen before.
They got me.
I mean, that's another fake one, right?
Yeah. The whale's too clean.
Yeah. But I wish you could see the polar bear one. That was unbelievable. Mike in Oceanside. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, what's going on? No, I was calling in exactly for that. My dad called me the other night, and he's telling me about these whales. They're, like, swimming onto ships. and he did pulling barnacles off. I was like, Dad, I saw that video too. That's AI, bro.
I'm telling you, this could not be all AI. This can't be all AI.
Oh, everything you're showing is AI. Everything.
I'm sorry, bro.
You're telling me that turtle in the lab is AI.
That turtle was not. Everything else that you showed me was probably not. Yeah, because
like Gio was saying, it takes a while for you to get a barnacle on you. So to have the polar bears having them, that's AI.
Wow.
The whales and the turtle, maybe, but that polar bear, I saw the video. I was like,
there's no way, right?
It was like sitting on its butt like a human.
Yeah.
And it just started like throwing up water that was like fake cartoon water. I was like, what is this? This is not real.
Oh my God, I love this.
So you're telling me. Hold on. I'll tell you what, it is unbelievable. if I got caught into this crap, look at this.
Yeah, it's all, wait, hold on. Those are fake people. It's unbelievable. Yeah. Those are fake people.
You think so?
Yeah. Yep. Oh my God.
That is scary. That is scary.
Yeah, that's fake. That is fake. That is not real at all. That is unbelievable. I mean, I know that it's good AI. That polar bear one was terrible. That one was, the thing was just sitting there. And then the one you showed me where they were pulling a dolphin out of the water upright.
Well, there's no way that the one with the seal is not.
Well, the turtle was real because they had it in a lab and they were taking it off. Did you see the one where they pulled the seal standing up upright off the boat and his little flippers were here and they were like pulling it up and it was like.
Sorry. So look at the size of that turtle.
What?
Yeah, that's not real.
Yeah, that seems fake.
It seems fake because it is. I mean, if you click on the descriptions of these things, it'll say AI on them, like hashtag AI.
Yeah, that one is. I don't know.
That one looks real.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't see. Not say hashtag AI. So I don't know. Maybe some of it is. Maybe some of it is.
Well, some of it definitely is. The polar bear one was hilarious.
All right, well, hold on. Paul and Seaford, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I'm a bio teacher here, just getting some insight on that barnacle stuff.
Yeah.
So what happens is, like, these barnacles, they self-fertilize and they release their larvae in the water, and, like, their larvae just sticks to these whales and these turtles, and then it starts to grow that, like, calcium shell. So they're really releasing that, the sperm and the egg into the water, and then it glues onto these animals. So if that whale is close to a boat, it's going to get barnacle larvae on it, and that thing's just going to grow. But for the most part, it's like something called like commensalism. So like it doesn't really affect the whale, but those barnacles can like feed through the whale, like swimming through the ocean.
Yeah, I mean, I know that I've seen whales with barnacles. A turtle was a real thing. What they're showing here and these dolphins and whales asking people for help to get these barnacles off of them and then lifting them onto the boat and spraying them off is completely artificial intelligence. That is right there. So I feel better about this because I thought this was a big problem. I thought that polar bears were getting taken down and drowning in the water due to these barnacles.
It's remarkable, actually, then. Because I don't see anywhere where it says AI on any of this.
You're still disputing that these things
are real. I'm not saying that.
I said generally they'll put AI, like hashtag AI on some of them.
Yes.
But not all the time.
All right.
Yeah, that's completely fake. It means not even close to being real.
Mm. That's interesting. That is scary, then. That is the most real thing I've ever seen.
No, it's not. It's not the most real thing. You got to give yourself more credit.
No, that is the most real thing I've ever seen.
It's not. The most real thing you've ever seen is what's happening right now.
I was saying, from an AI perspective is what I'm saying.
All right.
This is why we got to have AI. Well, never mind.
Woof. I mean, I hate to say it.
Well, you actually just ruined my morning. It's a feel-good Friday. I ruined your morning? Yes.
We just found out that this barnacle problem is not that big of a problem. And these AI
it's a problem.
It's not a problem.
In some cases, it is a problem.
In the cases you saw, not a problem. There aren't polar bears with the barnacles. There aren't dolphins that are coming up asking for help from people. There's it's not a problem. So how can I be ruining your morning?
Just ruined my morning.
How?
I don't know. You just...
Because you thought something was AI, I ruined your morning?
You have a way about you.
What do you mean?
I don't know why you're screaming.
Because you said I ruined your morning.
Yeah, but
you're the one who fell for the crap. I didn't.
I'm telling you, part of it is not. Part of it now I can see that it is.
90% of it is AI. It's just this.
Hey, Rui, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, Boomer?
Hey, man, what's going on, man? Tell me, what can I do about this?
Exactly why I'm calling, man.
All right. You need
to open up your huge checkbook. You know, these whales are getting killed by the windmills.
My checkbook ain't that huge, no matter what Eddie says.
The windmills are killing these whales. Now the barnacles, you got to help out.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm all about ripping down the windmills, yes.
Eddie, did you see any articles on this?
Yeah, looking further into it, says that it's nearly impossible for barnacles to attach to polar bears. And there's this thing that examining viral claims about barnacle-covered polar bears and debunking them.
There you go.
Barnacle-covered polar bears.
You know, Boomer, I just want to live in a world.
Yes.
Where humans and animals can live together harmoniously.
Me too.
That's all I'm asking for. Yes. I don't know about you. That's all I'm asking for.